This conference is being recorded.
So, welcome to the Heart Start to Your Week call. Uzi, did you say something while I was recording? I didn't actually catch that if you did.
No, I did not.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, we have Uzi here who is an expert in communicating with compassion. So, we may even invite you in a moment here to share some of what you do as well, Uzi, for our listeners.
Thank you.
Those of you who may be joining us by downloading this call online or listening to it on our call-in number, wherever you're coming from or whenever you choose to listen to this call, I really welcome you and thank you for joining us. My name is Sheva, and I'm the CEO of a company called Fiera. And Fiera is a word that we invented here at our company to define a great feeling in your heart. The type of feeling that you get, we used to say this, when your arms fly up over your head and a yes flies out of your mouth, but it can also be a very peaceful feeling, a feeling of contentment or fulfillment, a feeling of knowing without necessarily knowing how you know, an inner certainty that nothing can change or sway you from. And that heart feeling that we call Fiera is something that researchers at a place called the Institute of Heart Math have found is not only a feel-good for you, but it's good for your body. So at Fiera, we give individuals as well as healthcare providers and small organizations and companies a scientifically proven roadmap through the HeartMath system to get to that great feeling called Fiera, receive all the benefits that that brings to health, well-being, vitality, job performance, brain function, and sustain it no matter what's going on around them. So these Heart Start to Your Week calls are something that we offer as a gift back into our community, with a multiple-fold purpose. First and foremost, to create an oasis of positivity. The very first call that we did, one of our clients came on and said, ah, this is such an oasis of positivity to start my week. And that stuck. That's definitely what we would like this time to be, a chance for you to be moved, touched, and inspired by the power and potential of your own heart and what that could bring into your life and the power it can give you to make a difference in the world. These Heart Start calls are also designed to introduce you to the HeartMath system as an access code to reaching the power of your heart, literally, both physiologically, medically, as well as in subjective benefits for you in your relationships, your career, and that type of thing. So we like to lay out how the HeartMath system is a clear avenue of access for those that you care about as well as yourself to basically just feel better more often. The HeartMath system offers practical tools that you can have at your fingertips in a like step-by-step process, including a biofeedback technology and very easy-to-use tools that you can use on the spot in the middle of life, whether you're recording a telephone call and someone calls you on the other line and someone knocks at the door and your cat is racing out the door at the same time. Just managing crisis situations on the go where you might not have time to pull out your yoga mat or sit cross-legged in OM or use any of a number of other stress management tools that people use, some of which are constructive and others of which are destructive. The HeartMath system gives you a way on your feet, on the spot, reverse the negative effects of stress in your body as well as in your perceptions of the event, your response to it, and ultimately the outcome of that event. So absolutely delighted that we have Uzi joining us tonight, who was really the inspiration for these calls, saying, you know, it would be great to have some way to dip your toe in the water and find out what the temperature is, what this stuff really is, without having to plunk down a huge sum of money. And so we liked that piece of advice. We always say at Fiera, you know, we're here to serve the community. And so if you love something about what we're doing, please tell your friends. And if you see something that we could do better, please tell us. So, Uzi, thank you so much for doing that for us.
You are welcome.
And what this call is going to be about in these Heart Start calls, we'd like to give you at least an appetizer into the science and physiology of feeling good. And in learning how to create more good feelings in your life, bring some understanding of what it is that's getting in the way of feeling good. And something about the heart mass system as a step-by-step process to feeling better more often, and an avenue to help others do the same.
But the first thing I want to say is that I have great respect for anybody who hears a suggestion that says, give us some free introductions, and begins doing it once a week. That is, I mean, that is something which is really above and beyond anything I imagined you would do. I thought you'd do once a month, once in 2 months, which would have been fine. I mean, I start, let's say, one course a month, not in the summer necessarily, but during the year, like, you know, September through June, I'm starting one course a month. So, you know, they have those 2 weeks. And sometimes, like, we skip in December. The idea of doing a weekly call, that is really to be in service to the world. And that is I'm really prizing you and acknowledging you and holding you in the light and in my admiration for doing that.
Oh, thank you so much, Uzi. Well, you're feeding right into what this call tonight was going to be about, which is the power of appreciation.
You're kidding.
And yeah, so thank you for your appreciation, because what HeartMath research has shown is that appreciation creates a uniquely ordered rhythm in the heart, which feeds a signal to the brain that amplifies all the higher brain functions.
Hold on, I'm going to write this down.
Okay. Would you like me to repeat that?
No, one second. I'll repeat it. Appreciation creates an orderly rhythm in the heart.
That's exactly right.
Rhythm in the heart. Appreciation is like gratitude, or is it the same thing?
That's right. Absolutely.
Appreciation, gratitude. And what does that do?
So this uniquely ordered rhythm in the heart then sends a signal to the brain.
Sends a signal to the brain.
Which does many, many things, but among them it amplifies.
Which amplifies?
The higher thinking centers of the brain.
The higher thinking centers of the brain.
So, for example, in your case where you're meeting decisions right now,
uh-huh.
Part of the brain that makes logical decisions, which is to say decisions that weigh assets and deficits to things,
mm-hmm.
is part of our verbal and what we would call the third brain, the higher brain right behind your forehead.
Right.
When you're under stress, which is to say having an emotionally adverse reaction, when you're experiencing distress, in other words,
emotionally adverse reaction,
that creates a disordered rhythm in the heart.
Creates a disordered rhythm in the heart. This is a whole science.
Yes, oh yes, and that disordered rhythm in the heart sends a signal to the brain.
In the heart, and sends a signal to the brain.
Which shuts down those higher brain centers.
That goes to the limbic fight or flight system.
That's exactly right. And so that's part of our survival intelligence, because if there is a tiger chasing you, you don't want to pull out your Thomas Guide or go on MapQuest to see what would be the most scenic route to get away, or turn around and start having conversation with the tiger. That's a decision you want to make very quickly without weighing assets or deficits. And so when the higher centers of the brain shut down when we go into distress, I just went through this with a young man, very exciting. He's been approached by three very large international companies to step into an executive role there, and he was in a panic with that choice of which one to go with, which contract to accept. The problem is that that's a psychological crisis, not a physical one. And so when his brain was shutting down in response to a psychological crisis, it was impairing his clear thinking to be able to see what the obvious choice would be for him.
Now, what happens in situations like post-traumatic stress disorder or people who just have been through a lot of stress, from what I've read, is that this ongoing level of stress that makes clear thinking difficult, and it doesn't shut down so quickly because...
That's where you need tools. You need tools to access a way to reignite or facilitate that higher brain thinking to come back online. And it turns out that creating this ordered rhythm in the heart, which you can do through the power of just a single moment of appreciation, which we can show you in biofeedback technology, you can see the change in your heart rhythm, reawakens that higher brain function. The technical term for that is cortical facilitation. And that's why we are very successful working with people who have post-traumatic stress. That's actually how I came to HeartMath, because I had severe brain shutdown from suffering for 8 years with post-traumatic stress. Sometimes I couldn't even remember my own phone number. And I was a valedictorian of my class, so it wasn't a lack of intelligence. It was simply due to this unique function in our survival software, if you will, that our brains shut down when we're under stress. And so part of the power of appreciation is that it transforms our reaction to stressful situations so that we can perceive them more clearly and respond to them with greater intelligence and accuracy. The story I was going to share tonight is of a dear friend of mine who survived the Holocaust and escaped from Nazi concentration camp several times before she was finally freed, and was one of the few people in the world to not only have escaped concentration camps, been brought back and survived that, but also to have been brought over to the United States by Roosevelt at the time of World War II. And so a question that I always had as a child was, being Jewish and very fascinated in a shocked and horrified kind of way with the Holocaust.
You being
how
Jewish.
Could, what was that?
You being Jewish.
Yes.
As am I.
Feeling a personal empathy with that, I always wondered, how could someone survive such a nightmare? And so it was a question that I had. And in meeting this wonderful woman who approached me after one of my workshops and asked if I would be willing to write her life story with her, which was an incredible privilege because I had always had that question, how could someone survive? And she showed up in my life as an answer to that true heart's desire to know. And as I spent 2 years once a week with this beautiful woman, who's now in her 80s and still vibrant and alive and speaking and teaching children and serving lunches at the elementary school every day and singing and just full of vibrant life in spite of all that she's lived through, some of the most horrific human experience. Talk about overcoming post-traumatic stress. She was such a teacher of heart math for me, even though she didn't know heart math, because she was using one of the heart math principles of appreciation. And as I typed her life story through 2 years of weekly meetings.
You know, you actually have me almost in tears because it's a remarkable, remarkable story of, you know, it's like you're touching a very deep place to think that this woman has gone through all this and is overcoming post-traumatic stress on her own just with the power of gratitude.
That's right.
Just one of those knock your socks moments off.
That's right. Oh, I love that. One of the things that I learned from listening to her tell her story over that period of 2 years was that no matter how severe her circumstances, even when she was in the concentration camp naked in a Polish winter with no clothes on her back, she found that the barracks where they were sleeping had a tar roof that came all the way down to the ground, and that even in the Polish winter, the sunlight would peek through the clouds and gently heat up that tar during the day, and that if she just leaned on that, she could warm herself. She found things to appreciate everywhere she went. And no matter what circumstance she was in, she appreciated something. She appreciated singing. That was one of her great loves. And this power of appreciation that she had, now we have all this scientific research that proves, oh, well, that affected her heart rhythms, which affected her brain function, as well as her immune system, so that her immunity was higher and more resistant to the tuberculosis and things that were going through the camps. And her brain was open so that she saw opportunities to escape when they presented themselves. You know all of that through heart math research, that her appreciation affected her heart and gave her a practical how-to power to survive that situation.
So this and, is, please.
No, please, go ahead, Uzi.
So let's say unlike, let's say something like EFT that's just tapping on meridians and is trying to release at the cellular level or at the energy level, this is more of a thinking process. We're trying to influence what is my thinking.
No, this is actually not coming from thinking. It's one of the things that makes the HeartMath system unique. We're working with heart rhythms and feelings. And one of the reasons that's an efficient way to go is that the heart is 60 to 80 times more electrically powerful than the brain. That means that positive thinking will get you nowhere unless it shifts your emotions. So rather than go for the thinking, we're going straight for that which is impacting your entire physiology.
Yeah, but appreciation is a thought I have to have. I have to notice something and say, ah, I see this, and I'm choosing to focus and appreciate on it. That's still my thing.
We're saying it's the feeling of appreciating, not the conceptual thought of it, that makes the difference in your brain function, your immune function, your hormone levels, even your ability to attract, that's an issue for you right now, Uzi, your ability to charismatically attract other people to you, to create draw for what it is that you need and want in life. In our more advanced workshops, we teach how the heart is a source of manifestation of your true heart's desires, like a relationship.
What's interesting is that in a lot of the stuff going on right now, like The Secret that I'm sure you've been hearing about, they say that you want to, you know, ask for what you want, and you've got to feel as if you have it. So there is that focus on you've got to feel the feelings, otherwise the feelings are going to override your thinking.
That's exactly right. And all too often, what's happening now that people have they say a little bit of knowledge is a dangerous thing. Now that people are starting to play with that, unfortunately, what a lot of people are experiencing, which is landing them in my seminars or office, is they say, okay, all I have to do is think about what I want and feel how I'm going to feel when I have it, and then I'll have it. And when they don't have it, what's the next thing they feel?
Anger, resentment.
Disappointment, self-judgment, what am I doing wrong, shame.
Right.
And so then they've ended up creating more stress rather than less.
Right.
And so we, in our more advanced course, we address that with great detail, how physical manifestation works through the power of the heart, learning to understand that when you react that way, you actually shut down the manifestation process the same way that you would if you were to plant a rose seed and then go up the next day and go, where's the rose, and start digging in the dirt looking for it.
I see. So when, let's say, there's stress, right? When there's stress and the brain is, I mean, I've experienced that my thinking becomes more difficult. I just didn't know that it's scientific. I thought that something's wrong with me. Now finding out that this is, in fact, how it is, that stress affects the thinking. Yeah, okay, fine. So stress affects the thinking, right?
Yes.
And which also makes it a little easier to be compassionate to people, because the people then act under stress and do crazy things.
That's exactly right.
I had a professional who over the past month got very, very abusive towards me until he settled down to the point of almost acting illegally. And I said, and I knew that the background to this is that his rent was raised 150%. And I said, okay, now he's going crazy and snapping. And I figured that probably his wife is on his case. And until he settled down. And when he settled down, he said, just pay what you think you owe, and we're not going to argue about this, which, of course, I did. I didn't pay what they were claiming I owed, which I didn't owe at all. Meanwhile, for a month, you know, threatening letters and this and that, and, you know.
So that's exactly it. You know, we have phrases in our language like, I was so angry I couldn't see straight.
Huh. You're a smart gal.
Right. In the example that you gave, it's like when people are in their anger, their survival physiology gets triggered, the higher brain shuts down, and then they don't even sometimes remember the things that they did or said.
Well, you know what the Jewish tradition teaches?
Mm.
Very old teaching. And since we're both Jewish, I'm very comfortable sharing this with you. But even if you want to be, I'd share it with you anyway. It's ancient wisdom.
Yes.
The ancient rabbi said, Balichlal ka'as, balichlal ta'ut. The minute one enters into anger, one enters into error.
There you go. That's heart math.
That's heart math?
The minute one enters into anger, one enters into error. That's exactly it, because we know anger is really designed to keep us alive in an immediately life-threatening situation where there's a menacing threat. And the purpose of anger is to scare away the threat. But when the menacing threat is a bill to pay or a contract dispute to resolve, or a decision to make, the shutdown of our higher thinking centers that happens in an angry response isn't useful to us. To the contrary, it's what's causing clotting in our arteries. It's causing elevated cholesterol. It causes high stress hormone levels that have now been implicated in all the major diseases that are killing us, like cancer, diabetes, heart disease. So the very systems that were in place keeps alive in physical threats are now ironically causing aging and early death, and as you so eloquently just said, lifetimes of error and distortion in our perceptions, our decisions, and our responses. And so the appreciation that you brought into the call, Uzi, the very thing that helped my dear friend who survived the Holocaust make it out of that matrix of a mess.
But as you say, it's got to be felt, not thought.
That's right. It has to be felt, not thought about. Got to experience that care and appreciation viscerally.
So it's not, see, what I've tried to do in the past is that when I would get stressed, I say, I need to raise my vibration quickly. I need to raise my energy level quickly. I'd say, let me focus on something that I can feel gratitude about. And I would think about all the things I'm grateful for. And I found that it worked a little, but not terribly well. What you're saying is it didn't work terribly well is because the appreciation has to be a feeling, and you're saying that heart math can actually teach how to feel the feeling.
You say it better than I do. We're going to have you on all these calls.
Well, you know, we can talk about that. We can talk about that. I'm ready to discuss that with you.
I'm appreciating you, Uzi. Starting with gratitude, whatever it is you're doing, will help you come in sync with yourself. It will create those ordered heart rhythms that send a signal to the higher centers of the brain that you're safe and that you can access all their wisdom and that you can then perceive things with neutrality, not need, which will allow you to make decisions that are not only in your best interest, but in the best interest of the whole.
Perceive things. So the sense of, so it creates, let's write this down, it creates a sense of safety.
Yes. For your actual physiology. So we're not talking a metaphor or a concept. This is telling your body that your immediate life is not in danger. So it's you have the liberty to go ahead and use all your higher brain function. You can be feeding your immunity. You don't need your emergency response team. You don't have to call the ambulance to make a decision.
So have the liberty to decide from safety and neutrality.
Yes, there you go.
Safety and neutrality, and not from danger, from stress or danger and fear.
That's exactly right.
And neediness, you said. And neediness.
Right, because as soon as we come to a choice or a decision from a place of need, especially where the choice is a psychological one, like which job to take, if
or
we come
I attend,
to
or should I attend a certain event or not, or something like that.
That's right. If we're coming to it from a place of, well, my life isn't how I want it, and so maybe this will make or break whether I have a life I love, and suddenly that adds all this emotional significance that the body interprets as there's something to be worried about here. Whereas if we come from a foundation of gratitude, which is really the first step of understanding the power of your own heart, a foundation of gratitude says, I have a great life. Then we can look at whatever's in front of us, not for what we need from it, what we might bring to it.
And you're saying that the foundation of gratitude is I have a great life, even if the way I look at my life, there are a lot of things that are not great.
Imagine a woman in a Nazi concentration camp.
Well, there's always worse. I mean,
right, who could stand there and say, my life is so good, this tar roof is so warm. So having a great life doesn't mean that everything in life is going your way. It means that there are things that you can appreciate. And that foundation of appreciation, just like on the stock market, gives you more things to appreciate because it appreciates.
So having a great life means there are things I can appreciate even if not everything is as I'd like it to be.
Exactly.
You
because you'll have more power to make changes in the areas you'd like or draw the other things you need and want or perhaps even shift your perceptions of what you really need and want when you have access to that higher brain function.
And you think that can resolve something like post-traumatic stress?
I don't think it can resolve post-traumatic stress. I know that it does because it resolved mine and it resolves the soldiers returning from Iraq that I work with.
Before I go, I do
yes,
want to
please.
Just express my gratitude to you.
Thank you,
Izzy. I'm gonna be very, very specific because I'm not one who likes to just say, oh, thanks very much, that was great. I be very, very specific in my praise. So there's a wonderful energy that I sensed on this call that you put forth.
It's
a wonderful thing, and I appreciate it, and I thank you for it. And it's also a wealth of knowledge that you're bringing, that you're sharing, and that I appreciate and thank you for. There's also a way you're doing it. There's a gracefulness. There's no, I didn't sense a drop of arrogance or hubris as you spoke. There's a grace and a humility in the way you were sharing the knowledge that made it very, very nice to learn with you. And I appreciate that. And right now, this is coming to mind. So thank you.
Uzi, thank you so much. I'm really glad you were finally able to join this, given that you've inspired these for all those who are listening. And so I look forward to your email and to benefiting you and others in whatever way I can. And for the others on the call who are listening after this call has been recorded, if this call has stimulated questions for you, you can always call us at Fiera at 310-581-1507, or you can email your questions.
What's the number again? 310.
It's 310-581-1507.
Good.
And you can also email questions to ask, A-S-K, like ask a question, at Viera, F like fun, Y-E-R-A. Power of appreciation is something not just that we learn in kindergarten is good to do or in Bible school or something like that. It has real tangible impact on our ability to think clearly, make decisions, perceive life accurately, as well as impact on our immune system, our hormones, our stress hormone levels, reducing them, our anti-aging hormones, increasing those, and that this feel-good science is accessible through very practical step-by-step tools that have been created by the Institute of Heart Math. What gets in the way of this feel-good, because why wouldn't we all just feel good all the time? Stress has become a global epidemic. 97% of doctor's visits are related to stress. And what gets in the way of feeling good is that our bodies are programmed to respond to difficult situations with an old survival system that shuts down our higher brain function, fills our body with stress hormones that are clotting our blood, which is good when we're running from tigers who might bite us, but not so good when we're answering emails that are upsetting to us. So the only way the body is getting the signal of how to respond is through our emotional reaction to things. And we're surrounded by psychological stressors that we're emotionally reacting to that are signaling our body erroneously, giving us the signal to go into survival mode and preventing us from responding well to the things that we need to care for. So the HeartMath system allows us to download and upgrade to that old software system and reverse that survival reaction so that we can perceive things more clearly, respond more accurately, and overall just feel better more often and help others to do the same. So I love sharing stories because it's one thing to say that, that's a concept, but the stories get to the heart of the matter because they touch us in our feelings where it really counts. So this story of my dear friend, the Holocaust survivor, who was able, this is the practicality of it. Not only is it proven by science, but this works. Tried and true in the most difficult situations in life, a woman in the Holocaust who managed to escape that situation with the power of appreciation. So in closing the call for tonight, I just want to say that if you'd like to learn more, we do have a beginner heart math teleclass starting tomorrow where we're able to outline the science in much more detail and offer the biofeedback that can actually measure your heart rhythms in real time and as well give you many more tools that you can use to lower stress hormones, increase anti-aging hormones, and transform your perceptions of and responses to situations to maneuver through challenges and generate a life not just living but alive, full of true joy and vitality. If you would like more information, again, you can reach us at 310-581-1507 or email us ask@fiera.com. And I extend on this theme of appreciation tonight a gratitude to those of you who have tuned in to listen. I'd love to just, in closing, take a moment to allow all those who are listening to connect with something or someone that you appreciate. Just access your feeling of gratitude for that person. And extend your gratitude to them to pay forward the value that you've received in this call just through your care and love for another human being. If you want to pass it on literally, we do have ways at FIERA that you can pay it forward. We have a scholarship program for soldiers returning from Iraq to go through our programs, as well as women with breast cancer and others who are in need, who can benefit from these trainings but can't afford them. So if you'd like to make a donation to the Fiera Foundation, you can contact us again at 310-581-1507, and we can arrange that for you. Thank you so much for being on the call tonight, and have a great day.